Pour for the course. Bless you. Bless you, Dave. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up, can you? 16 months later, final Bandon Dunes Golf Resort episode.
We made it.
We're here to talk about all the important things. Food, merch, par three courses, some guys we met in the hotel lobby. Did I miss anything, Matt?
I'm just excited that we're all fresh off this trip, so we can give you the hard-breaking, hard-hitting immediacy in the front of mind memories of the trip.
We're not missing any details.
I mean, Dave did want to go hole by hole on the par three courses, so we were just going to take you through 31 holes of straight action.
Yeah, and this will be our most detailed.
But 32 holes.
It will be our most detailed analysis that we've done so far on any course is the par threes. We'll cover the slopes of the green, the types of grass that we saw up there, the prevailing winds, to what to expect.
The winds were prevailing. That is true.
I think that the par threes were the worst weather we played in, because we played in rain the entire time on preserve, and we played in 40-mile-an-hour winds on shorties. So
if the hole-by-hole of the par threes in deep detail is something you're interested in, let us know. Dave can record that on a separate episode.
Yes, and I'll explain to you all 100 shots that I hit on shorties.
I think I'd like to start with the most exciting thing that happened, which is it was pouring rain, and you had that nice old lady go back and get your transfusion drink from the middle of the golf course.
It was this water bottle.
Oh, water bottle. That's right.
No, incorrect. Oh, incorrect. Okay. I had left it at the
halfway house,
where we got the transfusions.
And she walked your water bottle
back. And then I told them at the front desk that I asked them if they could check if it was there, and they checked, and then they told me that the old lady, who was probably, God bless her, such a sweet lady, she was probably in her late 60s, early 70s, and walked through the rain and brought my water bottle back to me.
But just to set the stage, we're having lunch afterwards. We're sitting in the nice, warm Bandon Preserve.
Drinking Kahlua coffees.
Correct.
Yeah, that was
just
lovely.
Looking out the window in the rain. And over the bluff, across the course, we see this lady just trudging through the rain with a water bottle.
Yeah. It was a low point in the trip for me. Yep. I should have just went and got it, but they were pretty insistent. Obviously, they have exceptional customer service at Bandon, so...
I was just going to say, all jokes aside, that's actually the stuff that's normal at Bandon Dunes. Sure. And
yeah, they're like, no, sit down, have lunch. Yeah. We're going to go get it for you. And I was like, okay, I'd love to go get... Nope. They weren't having it. So, anyway, she got pneumonia.
They saw you take 100 putts on the last hole, and they just felt so bad. They're like, go get this guy's water bottle for him.
That's what I was going to say. At least Dave spent his time in the rain, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to take us through that? You want to take us through that moment?
So, the last hole, on preserve. I don't know why.
Hole 13.
I don't know why I decided to putt it so many times, but...
Because you said you weren't leaving the green until you made
that
8-footer.
That's right. But what I'm saying is I don't know why I decided on that particular hole that it was so important.
Because you'd crashed out. It was like late in the trip.
Yeah.
And I think it was our second to last day. You were just done.
I hit a good shot. Got on the green. Then I think it was probably 25 to 30 putts, and eventually went in. I made
this?
It up there. So I also celebrated like by myself once I made everyone was watching for a little while, and then the rest of the group got bored, wanted to get out of the rain and get food, and I just kept on putting. Eventually it went in. So anyways, I made a 37 on that hole. Oh, there I am. Yep, that's the picture right there. Got my hood up.
I'm pretty certain I was the weakest link, and I was the first one at the table.
Oh, yeah, you got out of there
in the restaurant once it started raining pretty hard. We got pretty spoiled with good weather.
Pretty flat putt.
I was going to say it must have been a tough putt.
Well, it was not a hard putt.
I was trying to think what the tour average from 8 feet is, and I think it's about 50%. So to take 30 putts to make an 8-footer, it must have been just a side winding
putt right there, boys.
Downhill.
All right, let's start with the par three courses. Let's start with shorties, and we can get that out of the way pretty quickly, and then we'll move on to the preserve. Let's get some honest feedback about shorties. First of all, let me provide some context here. This was a second round of the day for us. And we did legitimately play in 40-mile-per-hour winds the entire 19 correct. Holes.
The crazy part of it was we played Sheep that morning.
Yeah.
And that was after our first 36-hole day. We played Sheep 18, and then we were like, you know what? Let's play the short course because let's save our energy a little bit. Because I think the next day was the day we were supposed to play Trails and Pack.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. And we did not save our energy.
So we decided that would be a good idea to like,
yeah,
just keep some energy going. Nice, play the short course. I think we all thought it was going to be about a pitch and play sort
yep.
of.
Yep.
You know, just go out there, have a good time.
Yeah. This
far from that.
I mean, I have one word to describe Shorties, and it's menace. I just thought the place was an absolute, just
yeah,
difficult mind bender of a short course.
Mine was dramatic. Was the word I had that came to mind. I think it's just lots of humps and bumps and undulation and hitting through the dunes. I mean, it sits kind of up in the dunes over by Trails a little bit. No. Yeah. But it sits like up on this bluff. And so we played it in the afternoon and the winds were howling as others have said. And to paint the picture, these aren't long holes, but
some of them weren't short.
Some of them weren't short, but it felt very like there's the putting green, and then like five paces off the edge of the putting green is the next tee.
Yeah,
like
it's very tight.
It felt very congested and very tight, and so you step up to some of these shots with a 40-mile-an-hour wind whipping straight across, and you're like, "Oh boy, if I miss this just a little bit, I'm gonna kill somebody on the next hole," and I nearly did on the first hole.
Yeah, it was easy to do.
Yeah. I had a blast playing it. I just thought it was just ridiculous, and I don't know. It was probably the only course where I was like just didn't care, so I just like had fun. And, I mean, you could hit such a good shot. Just the wind would carry it 60 yards away. Like, it was nuts. But it was fun, and I thought it was probably one of the more unique courses I'll ever play in my life because it was just so oddly set up and, I mean, hard for a par three course and very congested and tight. And that's, I feel like normally par three courses are like not spaced out, but like one after the other and you kind of can see the next. I feel like I didn't even know where the next hole was a lot of times after stepping off of the green. That's how like elevation changes and things like that involved in it. But I had a blast playing, and I think Milholland got closest to the pin on like a 3-wood putt that rolled about 100 yards up on the on the green. But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
But that's one of the, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but Shorties is the one that you're supposed to be able to, like, there is a putting tee box on every hole, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Preserve's got the 13th where you putt down the hill, but I'm pretty sure Shorty's, I think we tried to find the putting tee box on every hole.
Yeah, there's a runway.
Yeah.
Up or down to every tee or every green. Yeah.
So,
which on the back nine, we must have not found the putting tee.
I think
on
we
one
gave
them,
up.
But do you remember like the 48 yard shot where the pin was about three paces over a bunker and we played it straight downwind?
Yeah.
And we were all like, what's going to happen here? And I think all of us missed the green, if I remember right. And then we watched an entire other group. They all missed the green. And it was like, I think this is the shortest hole on the course and no one can hit the green. So
there was just no protection from the wind anywhere.
Tacos though.
Yeah. I was
going
to, I was going to say, I don't know if we're getting into food now or we're going to wait, but spoiler alert, we'll talk about those tacos.
Okay, so if you had to play it again, if you had to, which we can give a review on whether you would want to or not. I think we know Dave would definitely play it again, but
I'd go play Pack while Dave plays Shorties.
For sure. But would you take your whole bag again?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't think I would either, but I would definitely bring like a 3-wood or a hybrid of some kind.
Yes,
because there's probably 4 or 5 holes where you can hit it if it's really windy and just mega putt the ball all the way up or down to a green.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that with the putt, like the putting aspect of, like, I think there's a way to do it where you grab a beer at the shop and you take your putter, or you take something, and you take a ball and you just go, you know, screw around for an hour and a half and go have fun.
Yeah.
Were there not one or two holes that there was, you had to like get it in the air? I thought there was a couple. I'm remembering one.
There were from the tee boxes we played.
Where it was essentially looking north because everything ocean left. And a couple of trees, but this big sandy waste preserve that, shockingly, I found myself in. But like just kind of looking from the tee box to the green, there was no way that you were going to putt. You had to get it up in the air. And we're talking how crazy the wind was. I think there was a couple of holes you couldn't roll it up.
From the tee boxes we played, I think that's true. I don't know that we found all of the putting tee boxes. Sure. I think we were searching for them, but I don't think we found them all.
Makes sense.
My perspective on shorties is we approached it in the incorrect way, and we should have approached it as like a bring three clubs and just mess around.
I agree.
Like I don't think it's a serious, we're trying to, you know, hit all these great wedge shots and stuff. I honestly think it's like set up to kind of be the fun mess around course. That might not be true, but like that's what I felt like after playing it, is like, you can't take this serious. Like this is so insane. Some of these are impossible. I have to laugh.
What's funny is like, I went into it with that mentality that I was like, this is a pitch and play. I'm going to go just, you know, we're just going to have fun out there. But then like you get into it and you're like, oh my God, like this
How
is
How do I
hard.
Hit the green?
I'd love to see it without the wind. I mean, I would like to go back and play shorties again under different conditions. I mean, I take what we had at Preserve.
Yeah.
I just want to see it without. Dave showed us the video before we started. That wind was insane.
Which, you know, it was described to me as a great place to settle up some bets after your morning round. Can you imagine losing like your $100 Nassau game at shorties because you're unable to stop a 48-yard wedge shot over a bunker straight downwind? I mean, it was brutal. Like, yeah, I don't know. I remember, didn't we get like halfway through the round and we started counting how many pars, like how many threes we had in the group? And we could still count them on one hand, and we were like through nine holes or something.
It was brutal.
I mean, it was, yeah.
You kept score? I thought we stopped after a couple
holes.
Well,
eventually we quit keeping score.
Oh, man.
But after it got comical, we were like, let's just count like who gets a par. You know, maybe someone will get a par each hole. And it was, I remember us like, there was a hole where we were specifically cheering for someone because they like had an opportunity at a three. And we were all like, dude, somebody's going to make a three here. This is going to be sick. It was a brutal like 125 yard hole, I'm sure. But I don't know. Like, yeah, I think actually mandating that you take fewer than five clubs would actually make it. That would make it way more fun.
Yeah.
What I think they should do, maybe they have changed in the last year and a half since we've been there, is Preserve had those little Sunday bags. They need another station like that for Shorty's course so that you can drop your bag off and throw four or five in there and then huff it.
I think they should play into the whole vibe if we're giving suggestions here. And just like the logo has some yellow in it. Hey, you must take, you know, this sleeve of three yellow balls. Like, you got to play with a yellow ball, fewer than five clubs, Sunday bag, you know, beer's mandatory. I mean, it's like, you got to really have some fun. But it was sort of sold to me, and once I heard that it was 19 holes, the fact that it was 19 holes almost, like, legitimized it in my mind. You know, it took it from, like, oh, this isn't, like, a chip and putt. This is like a real short course, right? And you get out there and you're like, dude, this is a real par 72, you know? It was extremely difficult. So, yeah. All right, I think we would have the right approach again. Based on the cost, though, I will tell you, I don't think I would pay to play it again.
No.
And we can get to this with the Preserve as well, but I don't think I would pay to play shorties again.
Because it's $150.
I think it was $150.
with no matter what.
Yeah.
There was no replay rate. No replay rate.
Yeah. I mean, Scioto Country Club carrying your own bags of $1.85 right now. Okay, guys, let's just put that in perspective. So we can play Brookside or we can play Shorty's.
I mean, were we really that concerned about money on this
trip?
No,
not at that point.
Well, no, you were footing the bill.
I was with your room charges. All the stuff that I got, like, everything's free, you know, other than paying for your golf. So, like, it's fine. Just charge it to the room and... You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No.
Especially that hat and that head cover, right?
Yeah, the head cover was a very poor choice. I love the hat, so I'll stand by that decision.
Why was the Shorty's head cover a poor choice?
Yeah, we've picked that head cover 19 times.
I bought more of like a hybrid type head cover, and I only have a driving iron. So I'll be taking the... Shorty's head cover down to Hilton Head and leaving it with my hybrid down there. So it will get some use.
There's his two home flex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
His Hilton Head set.
Yeah.
Says the guy that's
must be nice.
Selling his Arizona home.
Yes, in my nice retirement community. I don't think I would pay to play it again. I don't know. Not with the other golf courses on property. I would definitely take Pack Dunes.
Yeah, I guess the logic is that's the price of a replay rate, right? And you're getting 19 holes. So, it's tough.
What if it was
with everything else that's out there, I'm with you.
What if it was like your only round of the day and you're like, hey, we're just going to have a chill day? Then would you just pay to only... play that course and then just hang out the rest
of the day? There's ways where it would make financial sense. My initial knee-jerk reaction was, man, that was just it's too much for that course. But part of it is because I just wasn't enjoying it playing in the wind. So, yeah, there's a way you could set it up. Or if it's the only round, sure. Or if it's the same price as a replay rate. But if I'm ranking all the courses, it's definitely the lowest on the list. So, you know... If it's I'm only there and I only get an X number of rounds, it's not going to be something I'm itching to go play first. But if we're there for if we do what we did last time, have an extended time period, we've touched them all. Yeah, yeah, we could set it up where I'd play it again.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think about the day that we had where we took it easy, and we can transition over to Preserve because that's what we did. We did Preserve kind of mid morning. And then had lunch and then buzzed around the different post shops. Like, I could see maybe if you had it in the right maybe if you did it in the morning or maybe if you had, you know, kind of the right weather circumstances or something. Like, it had enough, you know, it had enough to it that it could be fun, but you'd have to catch it on the right day, I think, for me to say, yeah, let's go do that. Because the Preserve walk is much less like in your face, like just punching you over and over again. It's more of like I felt more like it was just, I'm hitting some shots, but we're having a good time.
Yeah. Preserve. I actually, after the first time going here, I questioned like whether we should do it again. And then I enjoyed it even more with you guys than I did the first time. So I'm all about the Preserve. Now I get it. It's a gentle walk in the park with some golf shots on the side. That's how the Preserve feels. Yeah.
But it is a Sunday bag with five clubs, a transfusion in hand, and just go have a good hour and change playing, you know, 13 short holes and call it a time. I don't know that there's really ever a scenario where, unless there's zero wind, I don't know that there's a scenario at Shorty's where I'm feeling those same like
vibes.
Just walk in the park, five club Sunday bag transfusion.
Yeah, vibes were definitely high, but chill over at Preserve. I loved our location was really good too, Matt, because we were just a quick walk over to Preserve, so like. For where we were staying, if we wanted to go over there and buzz around, we could have easily gone up there to, you know, whack a couple and have a nice, steady, smooth little walk.
Yeah. I mean, I get why they wouldn't do it, but it feels like if you pay to play one of the short courses, you should get unlimited replays on that course that day. You know, it's just for the price that they charge, I get it. You're going to Bandon. Like, I wasn't thinking about the money at the time either, but like, if you are paying $150 to play shorties in the morning, like, just let them play it again in the afternoon. It's not, it, at least we had it. Yes, it was very windy, but like in terms of rain and weather and time of year, like we played it during arguably the greatest time of the year.
We got virtually no rain.
And there were like two other groups at Shorty's, and there was what, two other groups at Preserve? I mean, we had the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
So
I like that idea. I think that's, I could see people abusing it and just camping out there and playing all day long. And if that happens, okay, get rid of that or get rid of those groups. But
and also like you're robbing yourself of an experience.
Correct. You're there to play, you know, pack. Bandon, Sheep, all those places. So, but that, yeah, I'd be down for that idea. I think that's a good one. Good suggestion box comment card.
Yeah, I mean,
you didn't put that on your survey, did you?
I probably did not.
Everybody tens on.
Dave and I shorties. Ripped them when we found out that everything was not free.
I thoroughly enjoyed Preserve as well. I mean, I think it was probably the. I think it was probably the most, like, relaxed fun that we had. It was, like, very much, like, I don't want to say we took the trip serious, but, like, it wasn't like we, when we went to a course that we were, like, ripping beers and, like, everyone. Like, it was, like, we were playing golf, and then there was some, but, like, at Preserve, it was more of, like, we were hanging out, and then there was golf also there. So it was kind of, like, a fun break in the middle of, like, a lot of golf to just hit some fun golf shots and hang out, talk about life, drink a transfusion in the morning. So yeah, and the weather was not great, but it honestly wasn't terrible. It was a light rain. So if it would have been 25 mile an hour winds and heavy rain, our conversations about Preserve probably would be different, but it was a light rain and we really weren't that wet even after we got done with the whole round. And it was a blast. I mean,
and you get credit because you were the one with the transfusion idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and that took the relaxation to a whole nother level.
That's true.
And despite the water bottle challenges, the transfusion cannot recommend
worked out well.
Any better.
No, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. The food wasn't as good there as it was in Shorty's, but address that later.
Yeah, we can do it now. Do you guys have a favorite hole across the short courses? I can start if you want to go, but the... What?
Number 13, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the green at 13 is brutal. But, no, my favorite hole is at Preserve, and I'm trying to remember the number. Maybe somebody can look this up while I'm talking about it. But it's at the edge of the property, so you're hitting sort of like 8 or 9 iron towards the ocean, and left of the green is maybe a couple tiny little bunkers, and then it's just like cliff, lost ball, heather area. That's my favorite hole.
I think it's six.
Six? Okay.
I think. Because I had written 5 and 6 were kind of my...
Yeah. I loved hole I'll six. I'll confirm. So.
While you're looking that up, for the life of me, can't remember any holes on the short courses. As much as, you know, my little pea brain can only hold so much, and there's so many great courses, or holes... across the actual 18s.
Isn't it hole one at Preserve that like everybody walking to trails can watch you play? Like you're just correct. Right in front of everybody.
Yeah, you tee off kind of like right between.
Yeah.
Unnerving.
Yeah, it is a little. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Six.
If you haven't played any golf and you're just like, hey, we'll just get loose at Preserve and you're hitting some shots on hole one, you do have some people watching on the patio, and you've got some people probably walking to their tee time at trails. There's a little bit of peer pressure on that shot. So that's why I remember it, is people are aware that you're on the golf course.
Yeah, I thought 6 was good. 8, I think, is the punch bowl one at Preserve, which was fun. 9 is the one that's, like, right on the edge of the property with the gorse on the right, the same gorse that borders Bandon Dunes coming up 18 there.
Yeah.
But, Yeah.
I liked number 8.
Number 8?
Yeah. Yeah. Punch bowl.
I remember many more of the holes of Preserve than I do of Shorty's. Yeah. Shorty's just felt like it was the same dunes, bunkers, tough shots over and over and over again. Lots of elevation change.
Yeah. Also, I think Preserve wins on logo, you know?
Yes.
So
over Shorty's?
Yeah, over Shorty's.
Hands down. And Shorty's logo is not bad. Yeah, I think bad. That...
Get rid of the Shorty's on the bottom and I'm in.
Tommy, is there... I can't remember if was there a story in the history behind the bear for Mr. Shorty? Because Shorty's actually, I don't know if we're going to do any overview, but like he was, that was the name of the caretaker of the land, right? Before Kaiser came in and bought, he was the one showing him around, and they have a spot. Is it on Trails where there's a plaque that commemorates Shorty taking Kaiser up to this overlook spot that sees most of the property? And he was the local guy that knew every blade of grass on the area.
Yep.
And so they named this course after him. I don't know if the bear has any significance or not. I could be for some reason I thought there was. I could be making that up in my own head. But it's a cool bear holding the flag. You know, it's got the 19 on it. It's nice. It's just Preserve is clean. Preserve is it's sweet. I think you could put Preserve up against some of the, you know, top logos across Bandon.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know we're going to do a logo ranking. I'd be surprised to see where it ranks. I think it's up there.
There's definitely a story to the bear. I don't know it off the top of my head. But yeah,
didn't
it was
mean to put you on the spot. I was just
no, you're fine.
Local story.
I was trying to quickly Google it. There's a Instagram video that explains it, that if you Google Shorty's logo,
smarter people than us have like, waded into these waters.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, the other fun fact is that it was his wife's name was Charlotte, and she's also memorialized in the on property.
Oh, really? Where? In the labyrinth or the maze?
She's her name's on a restaurant that we didn't try.
Oh no!
At the driving range, Charlotte's barbecue.
That's right. Dang yeah, young. We only utilized the range one day, right?
Yeah,
couple I think.
Was it two?
It was two or three.
Okay.
Was it?
Man, I don't remember more than one.
I was only remember the first day.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, we were stoked.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only, like, experience with the staff there that was, like, a little bit odd because we were up, like, rearing to go, and it was, like, 6:30.
Before daylight,
or 6.
Yeah.
It's dark outside.
They're like, you guys want to come in?
We walked to the lobby, and we say, hey, can we get a shuttle to the driving range? And she just kind of looked at us like, what are you guys talking about? It's dark. It's not even open. And we're like, she's like, yeah, I can get you one. Like, thanks. And then off we went and we arrived.
I forgot about that.
In defense, it was a fair question.
Correct, it was.
Dark
no,
outside.
Very fair. In the moment, it felt like, why are you challenging me on this?
Yeah, because we were like, yeah, we want to hit some balls early and be ready for our tee time.
Yep.
And it was... You know, we were also traveling from the East Coast, so it was like 9:30 our time. So our bodies were telling us that we're ready to rock.
Didn't we have, to be fair to us, didn't we have like the second tee time of
we
the
had
day?
Early
yeah, we
tee
were right
time,
out. We were
yeah,
right out 100%. The gate.
Yeah, so
very,
like,
very early tee time.
We were thinking,
it just was
gosh,
dark.
If
like,
we hit balls at 6:30, like we got to shuttle back from the range to Bandon. Like we're going to have 10 minutes. And then they got to check our bags for weight.
Tell us it's too heavy.
You gotta fill our water bottles up.
Yeah, the guy goes, well, there's water in this water bottle, which we can solve that. But all right. Well, I mean, do we want to talk about the tacos at Shorty's?
Let's talk food. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
let's talk some food.
I'll mention to talk food. Bummer, we missed Charlotte's, but we'll have to go back.
Missed a couple things.
We did. There was a few other restaurants, but
we did a lot. We hit.
There was
a lot
of good spots. Because let's list them all off. Because I don't want folks to forget. We had the Ghost Tree Grill.
Well,
yep.
Yep.
Or you don't want to list them all off?
No. I was just going to try. We can roll with that. There's Ghost Tree Grill.
I'm just trying to make sure that they're all out there.
The Gallery, which was in the pro shop that we ate at a couple times.
Yep.
Pacific Grill.
Yep.
McKee's.
McKee's Pub.
Trails End.
Oh, yeah.
Trails was there End. At Trails and
yep.
That's where Dave was enjoying his cocktail while the lady was walking through the monsoon, correct, carrying his water bottle back. Bunker bar.
Cigar bar.
Cigar bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon bar.
Yep.
Shorties, sheep, Charlotte's. I'm missing anything?
Is it Pack Dunes Grill? Is there a
Pacific Grill?
We said that.
Yeah,
over by the Punch Bowl.
I guess technically the place in our, the library.
The library.
The place in ours. I don't think they did food.
They do drinks, yeah. No, I don't believe they do food.
Because we had to carry the pizzas from the gallery back to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they hit them all according to the website. I mean, I was looking. Yeah, the gallery and Puffin Bar, it's called.
Mm.
Yep.
I guess we didn't do the Puffin Bar, did we?
Technically, no. But it was kind of an Italian.
We didn't eat in the gallery either.
Yeah, we did not.
We just
only did pizza to go.
We did pizza to go, and we ate in it twice.
We got the food and took it down to the bunker bar.
Took it down
to the
bunker bar.
That's right.
Which, I mean, the bunker bar's sweet. Yeah.
Sick.
You guys can talk about your best find in the bunker bar where you.
I think that was actually my favorite spot because it felt like unassuming. Like you just like accidentally stumble down there and you're like, oh, there's this like sweet little spot for people to just hang out. It's not pretentious at all. You don't feel like you have to put on any sort of show. It's just you sit down, smoke a cigar, and have a bourbon. It's great. It's a great spot. Not that I think the rest of the, you know, property was like pretentious or anything, but it did feel like if you go to Ghost Tree Grill,
You should try to look
at least
the Ghost Tree,
yeah, like reasonable.
Yeah.
Versus like I feel like I could just walk down and walk from the sauna that was like right next to the.
I was gonna say you get done doing your deadlifts and
yeah.
get in the sauna and then
head right into
walk right in to get yourself
bourbon.
A $15 pour of Stag.
Oof.
Yeah.
Stag, formerly Junior. Yeah. What I
yeah.
I don't know how we stumbled into that.
How many?
I think
of those
the first time
$15 pours did you guys end up having?
Every meal.
A few.
At least one.
Yeah, I know Tommy had it every meal. I think there was one day I had a beer, but we...
And then you had a pour of Stag.
Yeah. We found it. Was the first time we found that over at the pub?
I thought
it was in the bunker
bar. I think it was at Bunker Bar.
Because you guys were like looking at the menu asking like, hey,
is this correct? Yeah,
correct.
We were like, $15 Stag pours? Is that right?
Somebody get a phone call? Somebody calling somebody?
Nope.
Oh, thought I heard a phone ringing.
No.
Yeah.
And they were like, let me check.
And
they came back and they said, yep.
We're like, to go find a bottle for you.
Yeah. I have four of those.
Yeah, that was a solid day.
And then we said, we'll have another round. And she came back and said, we finished the bottle. We're going to need to pour one from another bottle. Is that okay? I said, go right ahead.
Just bring the bottle over here.
But they had it there. They had it at McKee's. Those are probably the only two places we got it.
I think we were, if I recall, when we first found the Stag Junior, I think there was like no one else in there.
No, it was
I'm
empty.
Pretty sure it was just us.
It was empty.
Yeah. Which was also
It filled up quickly.
It did fill up quick, but it was kind of nice to like start. It was just like, oh, it's just us like hanging out. And we're like, are we supposed to be
you
here?
You open yet?
But yeah, it was great. And just in general, like I would say, just the hospitality and the servers and the bartenders were all phenomenal. Like there was no one that, you know, other than the person that was confused by our request for a shuttle at 6:30 in the morning when it was dark, everyone was just great there. So that was obviously a pretty cool feature of it too. Is it just felt like they were there to like make sure you had a good time and get what you needed. So.
What was the best thing you ate while you were there? Hmm.
I don't remember what I got at Ghost Tree Grill, which, as Matt said, a year and a half ago, how could I not remember?
Yeah, I mean,
but I remember
if it
that.
Really was that good, it would stand out in your mind, I think.
That dining experience was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
I remember all of us were like, this food's really good.
Yep, the food was really good. I feel like they had... Did we order Brussels sprouts? For some reason, I remember the Brussels being pretty good. And then I think we ordered some sort of fries as well, and they were really good. But nothing like... You guys were obviously obsessed with the tacos. They were really good. but they were like not, I think, my favorite thing. But they stand out the most because they were just insane.
Yeah.
I loved them. They were my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Those birria tacos were so good.
They were really good.
Yeah, I was thinking we were all going to say the tacos because they were also my favorite thing. And like from the shell to the cheese just melting everywhere and like that salty cheese.
Dipping sauce. It's great.
The braised beef and all the toppings. They're phenomenal.
Not necessarily the thing you want right before you go out and carry your bag and walk 19 holes of up and down undulating golf.
It'll be something in your belly. You're going to feel it.
Yeah.
And it's greasy, and so you're going to have to wash your hands before you go swing a club, or else you're going to be losing some golf clubs along with a few golf balls. But it's if you can chow down on some tacos that maybe after you play, they're phenomenal. The second place that I remember eating, I mean, Trails had surprisingly, it's a unique menu.
It's different menu,
but it was tasty and delicious, mm-hmm. But Pack... the Pacific Grill overlooking the Punch Bowl, I thought was also pretty cool. And I remember we were doing a quick turn, but the server was like, oh, what do you guys want? And like, do we need anything to go? They're like, oh, we'll get these, whatever you order on the grill fast. And I think I got a burger and I was like, whoa, I could pound that burger two or three more times. It was a phenomenal burger. So I just remember that was a pretty cool spot. And you had kind of an overlook of the first tee box on Pacific, as well as the Punch Bowl is pretty sweet. My favorite place, there's so many good ones. Like McKee's Pub is just sweet with that massive stone firewall on the outside. And you can get a bunch of those chairs wrapped around you. We sat there. We talked to a couple of blokes, had a good time. But the library out where we were staying, connected to this place called the Library, is a bar. Had a spot outside with a couple of Adirondack chairs where you could watch
looking out on 18 of Bandon,
and watch the closing hole. And I could have spent every night just out there having a drink and hanging out. It was very quiet. It wasn't a lot of traffic, so I thought that was a really cool spot. Probably one of my more favorite memorable places for a drink or food. And then that day we grabbed those pizzas, pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was good. The that big fire pit. Outside of the gallery there in the main clubhouse.
That's sweet.
Was also pretty cool. I wish we had it to ourselves because we were out there when it was raining or sprinkling rain.
Yeah.
Having a bourbon.
I think Elijah Craig, right?
It was Elijah Craig. I think we have a picture of that. But that was also a cool spot.
I actually loved I wish my back wasn't hurting so bad, but the Punch Bowl and getting like a transfusion and just like walking around playing that was like an exceptional way to start the trip.
Yeah.
Cause it was just like super unique golf and, or it was, you know, just putting and having fun. And like, it just felt like a great way to like just start the trip. Like you're just like, oh, I have a drink in my hand. Like this place is awesome. Like this is a place you would go to do like, do you would just hang out at the Punch Bowl as like a destination without all of the other golf because it was such a cool green. That was a memorable drink for me.
Yeah.
That metal Twinkie too was pretty cool. The way what they were serving their drinks out of, that metal Airstream carved out as a bar, it was pretty cool.
That's great.
I was really bummed we didn't get to eat the pastrami sandwiches out of sheep
at the sheep ranch,
and we went in and I was considering grabbing one to go for a walk, like to eat on the walk. And I'm glad I didn't. In my head, I think we were planning to potentially come back, and I was like, all right, I'll wait, do a sandwich later. And we ended up not coming back, so I was really bummed that we didn't get to try those because they were also pretty highly rated in food reviews.
Man, so. that would have been a day for you.
Well,
a pastrami sandwich after nine at sheep, followed by birria tacos after the round between that
here's
and
the
shorties.
Thing. I was going to tell Dave, like, dude, that was our mistake. Like, that match ended up coming down, you know, and everybody tied, didn't we, at the sheep ranch?
Yeah.
And if we could have just gotten Matt to get that pastrami sandwich, he would have been loafing on the back nine. We would have won that thing, dude.
If I recall or remember correctly, I think if you played sheeps in the evening, the setup there was pretty cool to like sit by a fire pit and watch the sunset or whatever. Seems like it could have been a pretty cool spot. We played it obviously in the morning, but yeah, I thought the views were pretty awesome, pretty epic from that and then the halfway house on, was it Pac Dunes? That like or Old Mac. That was like
Old Mac, I think is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That was we didn't eat really anything there, but that was an insane halfway house.
Yeah.
The one at Pac was good too.
Pac is good, yeah.
But I think the one you're talking about is Old Mac one.
Yeah, Old Mac is awesome.
Most underrated food item were those peanut butter balls.
Are they underrated, though?
The protein balls?
Or just like, I never really heard of them. The protein balls, thank you. I had one and then just like mowed down on a million of those things. So sweet. See, I don't know if they're underrated or not. I hadn't heard of them coming into the trip. So when I first tasted that, I was like, bam, gonna buy these.
I'm trying to remember if I got any memorable snacks outside of the protein balls at any of the halfway houses, but I think I got a hot dog at Old Mac because I don't think I'll ever play Old Mac and not get a hot dog at that particular halfway house just because of the views. Like, it takes a little bit longer to eat up there, and that's the reason you want to get something that takes a while to eat. So I don't know, but I think... Did you get the protein balls at Pac Dunes? Because I remember they kind of like completely changed the vibe of somebody in one of the rounds, and it might have been you. Okay,
was it? Right. I think I ended up swapping out the pastrami for the protein balls.
You went no pastrami, and then yes, the protein balls just got amped on the back nine.
Because I remember, what hole is it after the going back? Is it you're going off the 10? I don't think it's 10.
I don't know. It's like 12.
Is it 12?
It's right after the one that
it's
the
caddy... right after the par 5 up the hill.
Up the hill, correct. 12. And that's 11.
It's right
so,
after
yeah, I think
Luis
it's 12.
Told you to just bang 3-wood up into that 8-yard wide layup zone.
That was 11.
Yeah, just hit 6-iron, man.
6-iron.
So there's
just hit 6-iron.
You walk out of the
how
shot.
How far is it?
And there's like a iron. Tree with a bench, yeah. And you're sitting on 12 tee box. And I just kind of plopped down on the bench and popped in some protein balls and went ham. I guess for some reason I thought I was no help to my teammate on the back nine, but
that's not true. You drained the closing putt
on 18 at Sheep. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Bang.
The
dagger through.
There was a time, Matt. So back to your question about snacks, we did a good job. We also packed or went to the grocery store, bought a boatload of K-Cups, if you don't remember. But we did buy a couple bags of...
I used all of those K-Cups, all right? Okay?
Yeah,
just want to let everyone know. They did not go to waste.
The creme brulee flavored ones. We snagged a couple bags of beef jerky. And I will say, when Kangaroo Dave and I had to take the long road up the hill way off map, I Kangaroo Dave had been snacking on some of the beef jerky. And I pulled the bag out, and I was like, hey, man, you want some? And he goes, it's pretty low. I'll let you finish it. And I go, no, Dave, you're going to need your strength on this one. I've got enough to share. So I think we were smart there. I think there was a time when somebody bought, cranberries, like dried cranberries or some dried fruit. That was a cool little medley pack that I liked. I don't know if that got passed around a lot, but yeah, that was another good snack. So, yeah, one for the fruits.
Yeah. Well, any other food reviews? I remember being very happy that they had Guinness on draft at the pub, but obviously you would expect that on property somewhere. But
no, I think the food was pretty darn good everywhere.
Well, I think we had talked
about everything.
I think we had talked about should we like go in town one night? And I think there's just so many options that like. There's not a real reason to go into town unless you're trying to save some money and you're not staying on property.
Yeah.
That's like the only reason I would say to go into town and try to find something.
Yeah. I would have liked to have done it, but I mean, when we're playing a morning round, that's, 4.5 hours, grabbing a quick lunch,
yeah.
Pegging it again.
Exactly.
Like if you're playing 36 holes, you just don't, there's just not a ton of time to do that, and it's so much easier just to find somewhere on property to eat, and it's all good. So,
yeah, and it's good food. It's not like it's crap. So,
and not drastically overpriced. You know, I mean, that would be a motivation to go into town, as if you just felt like, oh my gosh, every time I eat,
having
it's
a $20 cheeseburger,
yeah,
every time
$20. But yeah, All right, do we want to talk logos or
logo,
pro shops?
Logo chat.
Logo chat. Okay. Gosh, anybody just care to start it off with, like, favorite logo? Top dog?
I mean, it's hard to beat the old Mac alternate logo.
The ghost tree.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone would disagree. But
no, I bought that hat, and it's, like, my favorite hat.
The shortest one?
No. I do love the shorties
sir,
one.
This hat is $80.
No, the ghost tree.
That's fine,
ghost tree hat is, like, it's just sick, dude. Such a good logo.
Yeah, the ghost tree logo is sweet.
I think there's one that could rival it in sheep.
Yeah. Sheep was my number two.
Sheep is sweet.
I think that's it's got a mix of letter and logo, but it's just abbreviation or the initials, which is pretty cool.
And the crook in the middle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
For how bad Pack Dunes is as a course, their logo was also terrible. So it's just overall awful course.
I like the Pack Dunes logo. That may be only me.
I have a lovely glass thanks to my friend Tommy here.
You're welcome. It was all of us.
Got me a nice Pack Dunes.
I thought it'd be a nice keepsake and memory of the trip.
I will never forget Pack Dunes and that we played it twice and that we played it last. And I also will never forgive you guys.
You
what was
that?
Better on but, the last day for you, Pack Dunes or the McDonald's?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure how we convinced, or how you guys convinced me to play Pack Dunes again was because Matt announced his adoption news, right?
We didn't convince anything.
No, I'm. I
Matt
said
did I, announce his adoption,
and I said I'll do whatever.
But
I
said I'll do whatever you guys want.
Exactly,
write,
and I did
write this down. We
and I did, and you have one of you have games. You have the best picture of the trip from that last round with me lying on the ground. 17. So
17th hole.
You know, you're welcome.
So hard.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I do like the Pack logo.
No, it's good. It's not bad.
But it is down my list because I couldn't get a. I could not get anything that just had the logo. Like Pack and Bandon, I like the Bandon logo. I like the puffin head. I like the dancing seals, but I'd like them infinitely more if it was just that. And I know at certain times they have, like at certain times you can get that, but not when we were there. So.
Yeah, if I did a forced rank, alternate logo for Old Mac with the Ghost Tree logo is number one. Sheep is two. Preserve is three. Bandon's Puffin is four. And that leaves me with, we're including the short courses. So I've got shorties in there.
Punch Bowl is a sneaky good logo.
Oh, I forgot about Punch Bowl.
Punch Bowl is a sneaky good
logo. If I had to throw that in there, I'd probably put it after.
It's just like a PB.
The PB, yeah. I'd probably put it after the preserve, and then
I like preserve
and then the
better.
Puffin, and then from there, I've got trails, and then Pacific Dunes is last. I just don't like the dancing seals. What did I call them on site? I was like, are these dancing dolphins or something? That's not my favorite. So
it's all good.
I think I'd go puffin fish first. I think that's my favorite.
Bandon.
Yep.
By itself, it's very good.
Yeah,
but the main logo is that with Bandon Dunes.
Yep.
So that's why I dropped it down.
Yep. I think I'm going Preserve too. I mean, I was not satisfied with the items in the Preserve Pro Shop, but I kept wanting to buy something with the Preserve logo. I just didn't like any of the stuff, though.
I did too, and I forced myself to buy a hat, and I hate hats because I have a ginormous head. They don't fit me, and my wife always makes fun of me. She's like, that hat doesn't fit you. That hat doesn't fit you. But I was like, I'm buying it because it's the
you want
sick
the
logo. And it was just a clean, classic hat with the colored logo.
Yeah. I'm probably, I mean, literally 50-50 flip a coin, Ghost Tree and Sheep Ranch. Ghost Tree logo at Old Mac. Honestly, I don't know if we mentioned like the original Old Mac logo.
Yeah.
But like that's where I got the inspiration for our company logo because I came back in 2018 from that trip and I was like, dude, this is so simple and it's great. It has golf clubs. our financial planning logo can't have golf clubs in it, but like we've got to be able to do something that's similar. That's like that's where I got the inspiration from it. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't like that.
It's funny you say that because I did a double take on your hat tonight that you're wearing. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I mean, I'm very biased, but I think it's great. But man, a Pac Dunes, yeah. I love the golf course. I also have to put the logo last. I have a piece of luggage from the Pacific Dunes pro shop because my luggage broke the first time I went out there. And so there's no worse place to be stuck needing to buy luggage than at a golf resort.
I'm sure it was very affordable.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember that they were the only shop at the time who had luggage. So I was forced into the Pacific Dunes logo. And it doesn't even generate a lot of commentary at the airport. I mean, when you take it around the airport, nobody even asks you about it. So I don't even think people are that high on that logo.
You know, I did see someone in the airport like maybe a couple of months ago, and they had the Bandon Bandon Dunes logo.
Yeah,
and I was wearing my Ghost Tree hat, and like hit him and was like pointed to my hat, and he was like. And like it was like, oh yeah, connected. Man, yeah. Mine's a Old Mac Sheeps Preserve, Bandon Shorties Trails Punch Bowl Milholland Financial logo and Pac Dunes.
Shots fired. I was gonna tell you guys, I wear that Sheep Ranch vest all the time. The one I told you, you know, make sure Annie knows it was only $100.
Dude, it's so free. Good. I regret not buying one, honestly.
A couple weeks ago, I was wearing it in Dublin, and somebody goes, is that Scioto Reserve? I was like, oh, man, no, it's not Scioto Reserve. It's a little bit further away. So, yeah, on the other side of the country. But
yeah.
6-1.
Views of the ocean.
When someone asks you that question, you're like, I don't really want to take the time to explain. It's at a, you know, it's at Bandon. Oh, really? That's Bandon Dunes? No, it's actually Sheep Ranch. It's one of the courses at Bandon. It's like, nah, I just tell them it's not Scioto Reserve. But no, nothing against Scioto Reserve, but they just don't have the crook there. So, Punch Bowl, honestly, I'm not going to rank it. I can't remember it. I
can't remember it either.
It's just the PB, right?
Yeah.
It's lettering.
Yeah, it's just lettering, but it's kind of, it's like got like a little sort of eight looking shape. It's that.
Did anybody, I'm sorry, I'm just losing track of the rankings, but did anybody put Trails last?
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Trails.
Because I like the Pac Dunes logo better than everyone else. That's why I think Trails came in last for me.
I'd like to revise, though. If I said Pac Dunes was last, I did forget about the full-blown Trails logo as I'm looking at the flag on my wall. But the fact that the flag was orange, I loved that it was unique and it was orange. But, yeah, I think I remember us talking about, like, I wish they just had the butterfly.
Yep.
Like, no lettering. I mean,
that was my common theme. I wish they had just the puffin. I wish they had just the seals. I wish they had just the butterfly.
Just to be the fair, seals wouldn't be bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To be fair, they did have just the butterfly, except it was like a massive
the huge chongus hat
on the front of the hat.
On a white hat.
Yeah.
Giant yellow butterfly on a white hat. Yeah. Yeah. That's because I remember I have the puffin hat with no lettering on it. And didn't we look?
They did not have like that one.
We looked all over. So
I could not find any of the courses. Like even Shorties, I'd like better.
Yeah.
If it didn't say Shorties, but if it was just the bear holding the flag stick, like I'd be all in on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall though, like
good set of logos.
Yeah. Good set of logos. I mean, yeah. Like it, I think Trails is my favorite course, and I it might be my least favorite outside of Shorties. I'm almost like not even counting Shorties as a part of this trip. that's how I'm sorry. That's just how I kind of think of Shorties. I would just rather play the Preserve. So like I evaluate it against Preserve, and since it loses like 9 out of 10 for me, that's why I'm saying that. But
you gotta play it once if you're there.
Yeah,
and you've never done it.
Yeah, I did tell somebody if you felt like your time was really crunched. And you had an opportunity to either play a nice relaxing walk at Shorties or play a full round of golf at one of the courses like definitely play at any of the other full golf courses, right?
For
if
sure.
you have all the time, I agree with Tommy. Like you
especially
have to
if it's
play
if especially if it's your second round of the day and you're paying the same price for both.
Correct.
At least when we were there. I'm sure the green fees have gone up since then. They're probably about half still, but
yeah. Obama. Sorry. It's just to get a laugh. Whoa. This is not a political podcast. But really, if you guys take a look at the data, just kidding. I would skip it even if I had 7 days. I think I would skip it, but I would definitely
because you've
with
done
Tommy.
It before.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would agree with Tommy. Like, play it once, make your own decision. And if you get no wind, I'm happy to be wrong.
Well, the good news is we experience. All have enough money because we have invested in Learing Centers. And we're going to be using those proceeds to fund our trips to Bandon in the future. So
your Porsche is waiting outside. what about gear? Are we going to talk gear?
I was going to say, with logos, like what was the
we can edit that out, right? We can still talk gear though.
Yeah, I mean, lots of good stuff. But like, is there something that you walked away with? I know you talked about your vest.
Yeah, the
Grayson. Is there something
vest.
You walked away with that you were like, that you still to this day, 16 months later, like, yeah, this is a great piece of gear? Or is there something that you didn't buy that you wish you would have bought?
I credit Dave on two of my purchases because like he bought that gray. You had that gray FootJoy hoodie. From I think somewhere else,
Bam.
Isn't it?
I had a red.
Yeah, it's.
I had a red one that I bought, but then I bought the Bandon one.
That's right.
Same, and I.
You brought
I
the red
that.
One, right?
Yeah, I brought the red one.
I remember just asking him, like, "Man, is that like really comfortable? Is it really nice?" And he's like, "Yeah."
So
and then
good.
I bought one, and then I remember like 2 weeks after being back, I was like, "Gosh, this hoodie's awesome!" And same thing with that quarter zip from like straight down.
Straight down quarter zip.
I wore it
Ranch.
Today. I probably I wear it thing. Once every 10 days. So
there is not one piece of gear or hat that I don't wear. Usually, I mean, like I don't wear my hats a lot during the winter. Like I wear my, you know, winter hats. But there's just almost everything I consistently wear still. Like it was all like really good purchases. Probably shouldn't have bought that divot tool from Shorty's. It's kind of lame.
Dude, you loaded up on Shorty's gear.
I did. I just loved Shorty's. I don't know. I probably spent like $150 on Shorty's.
This podcast is proof that like every person will have a different experience.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I wanted to load up on Pac Dune stuff, but I could not find anything in that pro shop that I wanted.
Yeah.
That was my struggle.
I think.
Oh, and if you have kids, they have a couple of like stuffed animals that you can snag.
Yeah.
Like the puffin, and then.
They've got a puffin, they've got
things.
A bighorn sheep, they've got a bear, and they've got a seal.
So for me, the main Bandon Dunes Pro Shop right next to the first tee at Bandon, and then the Sheep Ranch Pro Shop. Those two have all the brands that I like to wear. Maybe everybody's a little bit different. Like if you're a Travis Matthew guy, I think that that's Pac Dunes. Like they had Pac Dunes stuff and FootJoy stuff at Pac.
Yeah, they just didn't have a good logo that I wanted. They didn't have anything without Pac Dunes, so I didn't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, and then Trails. Trails was disappointing. I was kind of hyped up, but a lot of Nike stuff in there, you know.
a lot
of Nike gear,
a little bit of Johnny O in there too, but
Bandon Trail, yeah, Johnny O, that's true. It doesn't fit me well, you know, since
I
put on all that muscle.
I bought a Nike Preserve polo, and I don't wear it that much. I like it.
So you regret buying it or no?
There's one thing. I'm like, I could have bought a different shirt. Yeah, maybe a Shorty's.
If you went back, would you return that and buy
the
sheep wool head cover from Sheep Ranch?
Oh, dude, that was so weird.
That purchase, I was hoping would come up because we were all trying to convince you to buy that.
Because it was sweet.
Was it you or Dave?
Well,
you were considering.
Yeah,
the
I was
sheep
considering
wool.
It too. I personally, hindsight 2020, I personally am glad I did not buy it because
I think you made
I would
the better
not
decision.
Have the Crystal Downs sheep head cover now, but.
But you could have both. You could have two sheep head
covers. I don't know if I could have an all sheep head cover bag.
No reason. You look like a sheep guy.
Yeah.
Whoever it was that was considering, I think we put a lot of pressure on you, Dave, to buy it.
Yes, we did.
The leather goods in general, like, were unbelievable at Sheep Ranch. Like, they had wallets in there where I was like, I don't need a wallet, but look at this wallet. This thing is amazing.
I thought Sheep had the best just pro shop. The clothing was great. I bought a lot of H&B bolos. I love them all. I did buy one Johnny O, and it's the Bandon logo that I got that on. It's very soft. It's a great polo. The best product that I bought was the Johnny O hoodie, the gray hoodie with the ghost tree on the arm. I thought that was that's been one of my favorite snags. I wear it often. I'm nervous that it's going to fall off or start to fray, but I'm going to wear that thing till it just disintegrates. And then the other one is the leather good. I got one of those scorecard holders.
Oh yeah,
that was from Links and Kings.
Yeah,
and
that thing's sweet.
It's awesome. It's a little. It's unique. It's not like the floppy, all floppy ones. It's got the hard back, so it's a bit of a different style and feel. But the leather it's awesome leather. It's got that sweet ghost tree emblem kind of embroidered in there. It's really cool. So I was happy to pick that up.
My favorite item's got to be that straight down thing. Like when you mentioned, I wear it all the time. That's probably the item for me.
All right. Over the vest? Over the Grayson
vest?
About
the vest. Yeah. Never mind. I wear the vest. For sure. Yeah. The vest is like golf shirt or dress shirt. So it's multifaceted.
I would say also the main pro shop is next to the clubhouse with the restaurant. But sleep on the little gift shop inside.
That's coffee cups, right?
It has all of the glassware. The coffee cups, it has like puzzles, it has like the signs, it has
some more kids stuff.
It has lots of kids stuff. It's got, that's where the one I wear the most came from, which was I got like a navy Vuori, just kind of light hoodie with the Bandon Dunes logo on the sleeve. That's probably the one I wear the most. There's some good stuff in there too. It doesn't necessarily have all of the, clothing and everything else, but lots of unique gifts and all kinds of stuff in there. So that definitely, if you're in the main Bandon shop, pop across the little walkway there and head on in and check that out. I bought the polo, a Johnny O polo with the ghost tree logo on it, and I don't know how yours is, Matt, but mine like shows like sunscreen. It gets stained every time I wear it, and so I've been disappointed, but I don't think I think it's a Johnny O thing and not a
that type of material.
I have a Johnny O shirt from 2019 with just the ghost tree logo. I've been disappointed with the material as well. I mean, once again, as we've said here, if Johnny O wants to reach out and they want to do a merchandise deal, I mean,
very soft, very comfortable.
Very soft. The course is, hoodie's phenomenal. Yeah. I like
it's
the material.
It's not great with sweat and sunscreen.
No, it's not. Yeah. Or deodorant or anything else that's going to show up on the shirt if you're trying to throw it on. Yeah, I'm regretting that more because of my own purchase of the color. I just don't like that light blue like I thought I did. For some reason, it just looks like a kid color to me. So I'm just like, I feel like a little toddler running around wearing it. So normally it goes on when I'm wearing something like pullover, throwing it on over top. Because I did get their Johnny O darker blue ghost tree quarter zip that I use a lot for business occasions, and it's awesome. But
nice. What else are we missing?
I nothing specific. I don't know if there's anything anyone else, as you reflect back.
Don't play trails and pack dunes on the last day before you drive 3.5 hours. Although I didn't drive, Matt drove.
Unless your buddy tells you he's adopting.
That's true.
Unless your buddy tells you some really, really big news.
And you say, I'll do whatever you want.
Maybe don't play the two hardest courses on site.
And, hey, if you've got some big news to drop on your friends and really guilt trip them into what you want, drop it
go
right
ahead.
Before the last
there
day,
you, go.
You know?
There you go.
I'm so glad that wasn't it the caddies who were like, oh, I wonder what the toughest combo out here is, and they were like, trails and pack dunes,
which we did twice.
We
right?
did twice,
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's a really long day. And we're like, Dave, you good?
No,
you're not good.
No, I wasn't. I would say like I feel very blessed and fortunate that we picked when we did because it's now a lottery system and we were able to get probably the best month of weather, or the best month to go. It was unbelievable weather. Yeah. We had, I think,
two days of rain. About wind.
The one was actual rain on Preserve, and that was the only day we didn't play. And the other one was like a sprinkle on, I think it was our first day on Bandon. And it was for like two holes or like one hole.
I remember walking nine, that par five, into the clubhouse.
Yeah, it was hot. I was like, this is humid and there's still sun out and it's raining. It was very odd. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy we got the chance to do that before all of the changes. So kudos to Mill Holland getting it all, calling them and getting it all set up. So.
No, just, yeah, it takes some work, but, you know, maybe our year and a half of podcasting about this trip is enough to compel you to go ahead and put the effort in, even if it's a lottery system now.
Doesn't hurt to put your name in.
Yeah, 100%.
Put your name in. You can always tell them that you don't want to go. It's not a big deal. Just keep rotating through and make the effort, make the trip sometime. You will not regret it.
You will not regret it. We didn't talk about the Canadian guy at all.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Not my problem.
I feel like we've mentioned him throughout the
boys from Vancouver. Yeah.
But that was fun.
We had two unique fun experiences with people. One was with a group of Canadian businessmen that had been going there for 20 years.
A long time.
Whatever.
I don't think that they have to get into the lottery system.
I don't think so either. They seemed pretty in with the caddies and ownership and whatever.
Listen,
some great stories.
We're grandfathered in, man.
Yeah, some great stories. And then the other group was when we were at our hotel, there was a group of people that were having a very good time that came to the man. I don't know. It was probably 11 o'clock or so.
It was late, and there were like I think. You had gone to bed.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you guys are talking about this. I don't remember any of this because I think I was in bed.
Us were out in the lobby having a bourbon after you had gone to bed.
Shocker, I went to bed early. Yeah.
But then, like, this group of, I mean, it must have been like eight guys.
It was a lot.
At the square table.
It was a lot of people. And
they were staying
at
the places, like, across the way.
They had a lot of.
They walked in with like two bottles of, I forget what they had. They had two bottles of something. We had ours sitting on the table. And we got up the next morning, and the table was just a train wreck because we went to bed.
We went to bed while they were still
done
drinking, and they had it kind of looked a little bit like a frat house.
But I mean, the fun part, like every group you talk to is just like they're so excited to be there,
ecstatic.
They're having so much fun, like. Everybody's kind of, you know, everybody's in the same boat. They're, as you described it, you know, at Disneyland, so to speak.
Yep.
And, you know, nothing bad can happen. Like, it's just great. And everybody's happy to, you know, share a drink, share some stories, you know, talk about their round, talk about the last time they went, talk about this other trip they took. You know, talk about how long they've been getting together as a group. It's just like, it's just a lot of fun to, you know, interact with people and, you know, hear some of their stories and, you know, just fun way to close out the days over a fire and a drink and, you know, sharing stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people that have been doing golf buddy trips for the, you know, 20th, 30th, 50th time, they seem happier in life. So.
For sure. They've got something figured out.
Definitely an indication that we need to keep the trend rolling.
Yeah.
It's a health concern.
Since it's January right now, you know, maybe we can talk about our goals for the year, you know, with each other, because I know we're going to stick to that once per month.
Dave said at least three times a month we're going to play.
I think two times a month is actually doable. I really do think that. I do. I think you want to go ahead
and lay out your work schedule.
It'll take two times 75% of us two times a month. But yeah, no, I mean, I think the hope is to take another trip this year, probably not quite as exotic,
smaller scale,
Spandon Dunes,
West Ginny.
But yeah, I think for me this year, just playing more, going out on a Friday, playing nine holes, hitting the range. Last year I had a goal of literally like hitting balls once a week or playing once a week, whether it was going to the range. And I pretty much accomplished that. Took some lessons last year and yeah, I feel decent about my golf game now. I at least feel like I have an idea of where the ball's going to go sometimes.
Finally feeling like an 8.
Finally feeling like a 12 to 13.
Sounds
handicap.
Like you're ready to go back and take on pack again. That's what I'm hearing.
Anyway, yeah, I'm probably playing golf like 9 to 18 holes 3 times a month. Once we hit like April, May is like pretty reasonable for me. So, yeah.
Putting me on the spot because I hadn't really thought about it, but
golf goals only.
After last year, yeah. Let me. I'll get the Farr family planning meeting coming up soon, so I'll give you all those goals. Got to squeeze golf into that too. I'd say I got to start slow because I was going into 25. I was eyes wide open. I had a hungry stomach, and I had signed up. I got taken a little bit of lessons. And those got quickly put on pause and have not restarted because work blew up and there was lots of changes that required me to take on extra more work.
Excuses.
Exactly. Just the, everybody's got them and they all stink, right? It can quote all the different quips from the coaches in the past. But I didn't get out as much as I wanted to. And it's hard to compare to 24 when we played phenomenal courses. We got some really good ones though in 25, but it'd be great to just play more with you guys and play more with some other buddies and family and whatnot. I'd even like to find a way to try to get like my oldest out to a range or just more putt stuff. So starting slow for me probably means just at least getting a club in my hand, whether that's at home doing some putting on the perfect putt, getting to a range if it's only for 20-30 minutes at lunch breaks and stuff like that, because most of my time that I'm able to do stuff is during the week, Monday through Friday, when I'm not traveling. And hopefully we can get 3 rounds a month in with the team, with the boys. Might be a bit overzealous for me, but we'll see. And at least trying to get to see you guys for 18 on a monthly basis would be ideal. But slow would be getting out there at least once a week doing something like you, Dave.
I already have my first golf trip planned for this year, so we're
nice. Well, we got to hear some more.
Do tell.
Hilton Head with the in-laws, taking my father-in-law down there, my brother-in-law, my two brother-in-laws.
To your other country club.
Yes, and we're landing on Friday. I planned all this. Playing 9 holes at the country club, yes. And right when we land, basically, and then we're doing 18 holes at Oyster Reef, and then 18 holes at the Robert Trent Jones Ocean Course, and then 18 holes at Savannah Harbor on Sunday. So those two, 36 holes on Saturday, 18 holes on Sunday, and then hanging out in Savannah. So that will put me in a good start to the year. That's early March. So, yeah.
I'll be looking for those scores to be posted.
100, yeah. 110, 103.
Nope. No, not temperatures.
Nope.
We're looking for scores. Gosh, Tommy, go ahead. I'm looking up some schedules here for, like Ohio Golf Association, seeing some course locations.
Yeah.
That's going to play heavily into my goals.
Sure.
It seems like it's going to be an off year. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say I echo the trying to play more golf together.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last couple of years we've kind of set out with this goal to play once a month together. And by and large, I think 2 years ago we accomplished it. This past year, we did not. I think we played early in the summer once, and then I don't think the four of us got together again until the fall, until late in the golf season. I love shooting for the stars with it a couple times a month, 3 times a month, whatever you guys are saying. But listen, if we could get out once a month together, like I would take that all day.
Hey, shoot for the stars, land on the moon.
To be fair,
I did initiate a solution that would move us closer as a group.
You did.
To
absolutely
2 times a month together, right? We eliminate Location problems, okay? But we all joined Muirfield. They're accepting new members. We can do it.
I mean, we could.
Yeah. With the stroke of a pen.
We would just all be divorced.
And a seven-figure check.
And then I could not afford it.
Yeah. What do you mean the check didn't clear?
Sir, you know who I am.
Yeah. I went to Bandon once.
I'm a nobody.
Yeah. Do you have any golf goals for the year? I feel like your goal should be to play golf like more than five times prior to your member guest.
That's usually my goal.
Okay.
That's a good goal.
Usually you're like, I've played three times and I'm going to play four times this week.
Yeah. The member guest season at the beginning of August is usually like three rounds with my buddy at his member guest and then four rounds at my member. It's like seven rounds in like 10 days. And it usually is about 50% of the rounds to that point that I've played all year. So I agreed. I think trying to get out and play a little bit more in the May, June, July window would be a good goal. Always have the goal to, you know, try to break par at least once. I did that this year, so that was nice. But overall, just, you know, just enjoy the moments you get out there and enjoy the time that we get to spend together, you know, playing an 18-hole round and having a bourbon afterwards and having an uninterrupted, you know, 5 hours or so together.
I got a goal that might add to your goal list, but sure. I want to regain my leadership status of longest one putt on the Matt simulator.
In the
Tommy dethroned me with 31 and a half feet.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough
one.
And
I can't remember what my record was prior to that, but I'd like to get back into the
My longest one putt and my shortest three putt also going to be. Also,
hopefully we can fix that in a matter of an hour or two here.
35 feet, shortest three putt. That was tough.
Most
sudden deaths. That's going to be a hard one to top.
Yeah, most sudden deaths is going to be a tough one. You know, Tommy and I went four holes sudden death. The winner came out of the fourth sudden death hole. But
yeah, you told me that story, and you didn't even know you were tied, right?
Yeah, hey, end of the round, like, you guys are tied, sudden death. And we're like, oh, yeah, what right. the heck, we'll play a sudden death hole. Both parred. We'll play a sudden death hole. I think we both birdied the second one.
So.
And then
like 45 minutes later, we're like,
yeah,
all right.
We're like, we have to finish it, right? And I think, like, in true Matt and Tommy fashion, I made an eagle to win. And we were like,
solid.
That could be it. That could be it, dude. We're done. We're done. It's like 11:15.
So late.
Oh, man, so we were
before,
losing it.
Before we wrap up, what did you feel like?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Matt.
No, mine are pretty quick. I was looking at the schedules this year. Guys, it's looking bleak.
Yeah, bad venues this year.
The Ohio Amateur is at the Virtues. Okay. I like the Virtues, but that's
like the Ohio Am? Ohio Am?
Yes.
When's that?
July. The Mid-Am is at Shawnee Country Club. Anybody ever heard of that? The Ohio Mid-Am?
I've heard of it. Where's the two ball? Or where's the two man?
Kinsale. There's a Miami Valley Mid-Am at Dayton Country Club.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a week.
Not a whole lot.
It's a week schedule this year. Might be a good year to take off for some tournament golf this year. But haven't looked at any USGA locations. Usually those don't get posted this early. But
there's usually a local qualifier for the U.S. Open in Alaska that gets about 13 or 14 guys. If you're looking for a chance to head out to Alaska and play.
I mean, I've never thought about flying that far.
I checked that
also
out.
Also get smoked by a bunch of good players.
But hey, yeah. It's a vacation, you know?
I think I might
it's a business expense. It's a write-off.
Yeah, it's a write-off. Yeah, yeah. Who wants a caddy for me?
You got to figure out if you get into that Ireland trip, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But
never know.
I don't know. It could be a 10-year anniversary vacation this year in July instead of golf. So, yeah, I don't know. Not a lot. I think my goal with golf this year is to play a lot of rounds. Just like I'm gonna set it at 50. I want to play 50 rounds of golf. Yeah,
I think I got 52. That feels very doable for you.
Yeah,
feels like when you said 50, that felt less than what I expected you to say.
I did 52 scores in 2025 posted, so that's not scramble. So I probably played 55, 56 rounds of golf, but I want to do it while we have two kids. You know, like really make my wife feel it. So.
Honestly,
Annie's getting into the game. I think at least five of those rounds probably need to be with Annie, but she doesn't make it 18 holes. So that's going to be nine.
10% of the rounds.
10%.
That's a really solid number.
Dude, yeah, I think we're good.
I do think genuinely.
Like, we start now?
I mean, it's tough to start now, but when the weather Six turns, degrees. Like I do genuinely, like we've got to pick some like weekdays to go out.
Yeah.
And like peg it at 100%. 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And those are, I honestly think sometimes that's easier to take off work and like play at 1 o'clock than to try to like take a weekend. Cause Carly works most Saturdays. So I feel like, or Friday at like noon.
Friday's tough because that's when everybody takes off to go play. That's a hard tee time to get. But I agree.
Or in the morning, Friday at like 10 a.m., 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
Take the full day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or get out there at 7 a.m. Like and then like work that. A half day.
A little emergency
the...
team.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, Urbana lost like 30 members, so it should be even easier for us to get a tee time there. And
was
we'll
that with
good.
The pool? And
I have no idea. But yeah, the club's in an interesting spot. Mm. So, yeah. Don't worry though; they're doing a lot of positive changes to like turn things around.
Yeah, new pool.
Yeah, we're putting a new pool in, which is a huge revenue generator. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but like, that really gets the people going. So, yeah, it's gonna be a great year. So, needless to say, I'm just gonna play golf.
Love it.
I mean, after looking at those venues, I'm probably not gonna play in much. Maybe like two events. I don't know.
You could. I mean, you
just
could
like two-man events.
I was gonna say you could talk me into the two-man event just because it's fun to do.
There's a one-dayer at NCR South in April. We could go play in that.
Could.
So at least that's great venue. But yeah.
But I'd say play once a month.
Yeah.
And get. It doesn't have to be like a 4 or 5 day thing, but like get a weekend trip. Or a, 2-3 day trip for the four of us, whether it be take off work and spend, 2-3 weekdays in the summer doing it or what, whatever the case may be, whether that be just a quick trip to Kentucky, whether that be, French Lick or West Virginia or,
We all stay at Dave's house and then go to Brookside.
We could do that. Yep. we could do that.
You're the biggest house, so that's about it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
He's like, well, yeah. I don't have anything else to add. Nope. I think I'm this year, like, I don't really care as much. Last year, my goal was to play in a lot of, like, hit and giggle golf tournaments. So I played in the member guests. I played in, like, the Sadie Hawkins, played in the member.
Love
played
it.
In all this stuff that, like, everybody thinks is cool. It's just literally like how many high noons can you
drink? Yeah, it's not for you.
How many birdies can you make? Net birdies. Okay, let me correct that. Net birdies. And it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of new people doing that. Somewhere between USGA, US Open qualifying, and those
Sadie Hawkins
is my lane. Yeah. So Sadie Hawkins actually was one of my favorite events ever. Nobody's more relaxed than. Three guys and one girl across an entire golf course. Like everybody's just playing music and having a good old time. So yeah, that was a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right, Matt, sorry. I think I cut you off earlier, but what else did you have? How do we wrap it?
No, that was Dave. I got nothing else. It was a fun trip out to Bandon. Glad we got to wrap it up here. And it was fun to rehash or talk through the outlook for 2026. I'm looking forward to the year. Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.